our God, and we glorify him for another opportunity to worship him. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, and we honor you. We glorify you, Father, for being the Most High God. And, Lord, we praise you today, Lord God. Every praise is to our God. We thank you, Father, that we do have our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears. And, Lord, because we can feel, touch, and realize and see the glory of our God. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch everyone on this call, that you minister to their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for using these two women of God in such a manner, Lord God, that this call can go forth in the power of your resurrection. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the minister that's going to come forth with your word, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you help our hearts be prepared to receive what the Spirit has for us today. We thank you, Father, for touching and using this man or woman of God in such a way, Lord God, that the anointing will flow through these airways, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we can't thank you enough because every praise is to you. We thank you, Father, for those that have a desire to call in but cannot. But, Lord, we know that you're touching them at this very hour. We give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. We give your name all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. So I'll turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, our newest prayer general, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Ada. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, and good morning. Good morning. I want to take this opportunity along with Minister Brenda and welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Ada Grace, and I reside in Brooklyn, New York. However, I am speaking to you from the old state, the old city of Boston, Massachusetts, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I would like to share with you that this call was founded by two wonderful and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our super fantastic lady, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It was founded back on October 25th, 2010, and they had a mandate that the Lord gave them. And, of course, being these are two spiritual women, they asked God for a scripture reference. So the scripture reference can be found in Psalm 88:13 that says, "But to you in the morning I will call out my prayer." Now, I do apologize. I'm filling in. One of our intercessors was having some trouble with the phone, and I was asked to step in, and I just asked that you bear with me. So we want you to know that the vehicle that brought many of us together is through a wonderful company called Artist International. And like myself, being an artist distributor, we come together to give God praise. Thank you for that tag, Minister Brenda. Every praise is to our God. So it's all about the Master. And we have a website so that you can find out more information about our speakers, see more bios on the different speakers, and more about our prayer initiatives regarding the Master's Call. And to do that, you can go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And also, if the Lord has laid it on your heart to get more involved in, with this ministry and you want to become a prayer intercessor, or perhaps the Lord has downloaded a special word for the people, don't be shy. Go ahead and step up and send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. Now, immediately following the Master's Call, we have a wonderful call called the Morning Motivation Call. And this call is hosted by none other than our godmother, that we affectionately call her our godmother, and that's Platinum President Dorothy Cook. So immediately following this call, you can dial into the MMC call at 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598. And on that call, you'll be hearing from some wonderful leaders, and we've been hearing from our new executive president of sales product and sales, Dr. Spiller, has been sharing the strategic message of how we can grow and share Lviv Green with the world. Now, what I like to do at this time is to tell you about the woman of God, the mouthpiece that God will use to bring forth the word today. LaShawn Shelton was born and raised in Queens, New York, and now resides in Delaware. She is a published author of Congratulations, You Just Lost Your JLB. I have read that book from cover to cover, and I encourage you to get a copy. She is a mother of three wonderful children. She loves the Lord with all her heart, mind, and soul. And she is coming forth, and I'm sure, with a word that God has downloaded into her spirit. I want to say personally, it has been a delight and a pure pleasure to co-labor with Minister LaShawn in this ministry. So I want to bring forth, without any further ado, the mouthpiece for this morning, the woman of God, the prayer intercessor, Minister LaShawn Shelton. Minister LaShawn, have you made it to the line this morning?
Yes, I have. Good morning, my love. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, God, loud and clear. God bless you.
Amen, and praise God for you. I praise God for all that you have done, encouragement-wise, motivation-wise, everything, and being so supportive. And I just want to thank you for that warm introduction. I also want to say thank you to Minister Brenda for greeting and seating our the children of God and our family of TMC this morning and letting us know that every praise belongs to God. Amen. I receive that. I receive that. I receive that. And I also want to say good morning to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, because you all, without them saying yes to our Father, without them following the mandate, this call would not be here. So I just want to thank them so much for saying yes to the Father and being able to have this call through God, because this call is all about God. It's not about us. But having this call with the help of the Holy Ghost, to have this call uninterrupted since 2010. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to go ahead before the Lord in prayer. We're just going to thank Him. I'm coming from Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. I'm reading from the NIV version. Again, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. And it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now we're going to go ahead and, you know, do the slide over to Psalms 25:4. And it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in all you do all day long. We're going to go ahead and title this Removing the Clutter and Replacing with the Spirit. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we just thank you, God, for everything that you have done in our lives. God, we just ask that this word is received, that we remove any clutter, any hindrances, any blockage from our ear and our heart and our mind passages, Lord. We ask that this word penetrates us and remind us what it is that you want us to do and not what we want to do. And Father, I ask that you decrease me so they do not hear LaShawn, but they hear you instead. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So removing the clutter and replacing it with the word, with the spirit. That is the subject matter this morning. And if you go back to Hebrews 12:1-2, it simply tells us and gives us the instructions how to do that. It says right there, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles. We all know that it's so easy to get into trouble, but so hard to get out of it. We know that it's so easy to get caught up in a drama, but so hard to get out of that and to get it out of your head. For example, for those of you who watch Scandal or Real Housewives or Real Whatever Wives of wherever they live, we know that once we get entangled with that show, what do? Our Facebook timelines are flooded with what Olivia Pope did and how she handled it. Everybody knows who Fedra said what to and whatever. I don't know the characters because I don't watch it. But the point of what I'm saying is everybody could give a play-by-play, role-by-role, verbiage-by-verbiage account of what was said on these shows. Thus, it manifests into our mind, hearts, and spirits, and then we start to act out on it. And if you don't believe me, just watch. How many times have we said things that are very cliche-ish, and we say, where did we get that from? And we realize it came from a song. It came from a TV show. It came from something that we read. We are very impressionable, especially when we're babes in Christ. So that's why it's so important, like verse 2 said, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him and has endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I'm pretty sure when we go and meet the Father, Scandal's not going to be the top choice of what's going to be watched up there. You know, see, we have to be very, very careful as to what we put into our mind, because then it manifests into our hearts. And when it manifests into our hearts, it manifests into our spirit. And when it manifests into our spirit, then we know it manifests in how we walk with Christ. You know, see, we cannot say, God, I can't pray and meditate and talk with you this evening because I want to know what's going on with the Real House Wise of LA. And we cannot say, well, God, I can't meditate and fast with you today because, you know, Rachel Ray told me that I have to make this cornbread pudding and I can only eat it today because I saw the episode and I don't want to forget the recipe. Amen, somebody. We have to remember that when God says to keep the eye on the race marked out for us, that's exactly what he has planned out for us. So like I said, we went ahead and did the slide over to Psalms and we said, well, okay, you want us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord, and we know that you're the author and perfecter of our faith, oh God, and we also know that sin can easily entangle us, God, and we know that everything that hinders us that can be sinful is hard to get out. So how do we remove this from the fiber of our soul? Well, see, Psalms 25 tells us, we go to God in prayer and say, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths, and guide me in your truth, and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. I remember when my children went to Faith Elementary, and I really wish that school was still open, because this was one of the things they said every morning before they cracked open a school book, before they did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and before they had their breakfast. They said to God, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. They automatically, for the beginning of their day, each and every day, invoked the Holy Spirit into their little lives because they know that they are change agents. And we always say from the words of babes, well, you know what, saints, sometimes the words from babes are closer to the word of God because their minds are not as contaminated with what the world is saying. So we're removing the clutter and replacing it with the word and with the spirit. And see, one of those things that can cause clutter is distraction. Out somebody. And I know that ouch was for me. There were so many times I was distracted because, oh, my gosh, he noticed that my hair was parted on the left or instead of the right, or, oh, my goodness, these shoes were on sale, and I know that I needed a tie, but I had to get those shoes instead. And, you know, ouch, because distraction can be, well, I know I need to really veer off to the right, but, see, my flesh is telling me to go over to the left. We have to remove distractions from our lives. And, see, I looked up the word distraction because, see, when we don't want to have something apply to us, we kind of change the definition of it. We kind of say, well, distraction means when you're not really looking at something. We try to pretty it up and spray some perfume on it and make it glamorous. But we need to have the raw, uncut version of what the gospel was telling us. We know that sugar-coated gospel is not going to save our souls. Sugar-coated gospel is going to get us a first-class ticket to eternal fire. And we don't want sugar-coated gospel. We don't want gospel that will make us feel good. We want gospel that will make our faith and our soul grow. So distraction means anything or a thing, something, someone, or a place that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. So let's put it in the context of the word. A thing, a person, place, a thing, a television show, a song, a feeling towards somebody that is keeping us from giving full attention to our Father, okay? See, it also means extreme agitation of the mind and our emotions. Let's put it in the text. See, when we want to do things in the flesh, and then when things go bad, it causes agitation in our soul, and then our mind starts getting cluttered, and then the emotions start going all over the place, because then we start wanting to blame God, or we want to start blaming the devil for everything. We can't give the enemy credit for what we have done. You know, Dr. Vanessa talked about how one of her professors said that he hopes that some of us have crop failure, and that goes back into the agitation of the mind and things that we start speaking out. Oh, the enemy caused me to lose my job. Well, no, saint, the enemy didn't cause you to lose your job if you called out 8 times in 1 week and if you don't come into work because you're sick and, you know, because you're on Facebook or playing tic-tac-toe or floppy birds or whatever on company time. That, saints, is not the enemy. That is you. So we cannot have our minds so cluttered to think that we cannot be accountable for our actions and that we cannot be accountable for our sins. We give the devil way too much credit. He's probably down there like, well, what did I do this time? That wasn't even me this particular time, but I'll take the credit if it takes away the glory from God. Amen. So we have to be very careful what we say and put out there in the atmosphere. So instead of saying, well, things aren't working out my way, we can say, what am I going to do to make things better? Oh, I'm broke. I ain't got no money. What are some of the things that are intellectually mine that I can manifest a blessing to my community, my church, and then my household? You see, when we want to help other people, God brings it back to us. And I'm going to say that again. When we want to help other people, God brings it back to us. So you can't look in the refrigerator and say, I got one sandwich. I'm not going to feed the hungry. Because guess what? You may have one sandwich in your refrigerator, but I'm pretty sure you have means of food somewhere else in that household. You have to look unto someone else and remove the clutter of self-absorbedness as well. We also know that sometimes our lives are so filled with clutter that we cannot receive the word of God. Sometimes our lives are so filled with the drama and the wiles of the world that we wouldn't recognize the spirit if it jumped in us and slapped us in the face. We have to get the clutter out of our minds, those things that prevent us from giving full attention to God the Father. You know, clutter can come in the form of relationships. Clutter can come in the form of relationships. Relationships can be friends. It can be a loved one. It could be that person that you're like, oh, I know that's going to be my boo thing, and I'm going to make sure that that person is my wife or my husband or whatever it is. It comes in the form of relationships because now check this out. The time that we're supposed to give to God, fasting, meditating, praying, you know, being in the spirit. Now, see, we have this new person in our life, and we don't want to give them all the attention, and we want to give them all the praise, and we start talking about how great and good that they are. Well, did we forget that God sent them to us? Did we forget that sometimes the enemy can send them to us too? Because, see, the enemy knew scripture too, and God knows that the enemy tries to distract us from the word, and he'll send it in the form of something that our flesh desires. So sometimes if it looks good, feels good, tastes good, it may not be good for us. So that can be a distraction. If that person encourages you to manifest in them instead of manifesting in the word, that person might be a distraction. If you find that you're on the phone with them and spending more time with them than you are in the word, that person pretty much can be a distraction. It could also come in finances. Too little finances, too much finances. If you have a lot of finances and you're not concentrating on tithing and being a blessing, that is a distraction because now you're taking away from the kingdom of God and what you sow into into the harvest is what you reap. So you cannot complain when other people are getting their blessings and you're skipped because you had an opportunity to do so. And then you may say, well, I don't have enough money. I'm distracted. I can't tithe. I can't do anything else because I ain't got no money. I know that's not good grammar, but it's good gospel. You may say, I don't have any money right now. Well, then tithe your time. Tithe your talent. Tithe your mind. Something. Give back 10% of something to God because he gave 100% to you. It also may come in the form of vocation, school, or work. Oh, I'm so tired, I can't pray. Oh, I have so many exams, I can't do this. I'm about to defend, and I can't, you know, go to church. No, God has given you the mind to defend. God has given you your mind for that thesis. God has given you that mind to take that GED. You cannot take away the glory from God by not at least praising him and praying to him. Distraction can also come in the loss. Oh, God took this person away from me. God removed that person from my life. Well, saints, you know, when you're on your knees and you're praying and you have your face to the ground and worshiping God with all that you have and you're at your last rope and you say, God, I need you to remove those things that are not of you. And then when he removes it, we want to complain. Again, removing the clutter from our hearts and our minds and replacing it with the word and the spirit of God. Saints, we cannot get mad if we ask God to remove something that's not like him or not of him, and when he does it, we want to complain and say, oh, woe is me. That is not how the Spirit of God works. He removes people, places, and things from you so that you could get closer to him, and it may not seem like that in the beginning, but that's exactly what it is. So I'll tell you a brief, transparent testimony. I thought that when I prayed for the man of my dreams that God sent him, I am like tickled pink. I am just bragging and talking about this is going to be my husband. This is going to be it. This is going to be it. But see, what I didn't realize, because I was so engulfed with that, you know, euphoric feeling of, wow, this is it, I was ignoring the fact that my prayer time was cut off because he knew I prayed at a certain time, and those are the times that he called. He knew that I was on the prayer line with the PMC, but those were the times that he would text. I also knew that he knew the days I go to church and the time I worship and the ministries that I'm involved with, but those are the times that he wanted to go out and hang out or come to visit from New York. See, saints, that was a distraction, and I just thank God and the Holy Spirit that he was able to unveil it and peel my eyes open. Sometimes we have to cut our eyes open to see the bitter truth and the pain of it all and see that it is a distraction. And, of course, the drama. We cannot have drama in our life because all it does is make room for Satan. Drama keeps us from focusing on the Lord. So you may say, well, okay, Minister LaShawn, what do I do now? What do I say now? Go back to Psalms 25 and 4 where it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. So now see, when we have drama in our life, it keeps us from praising him. We need to praise him every day, no matter what, just like today's tagline is. You praise him in the middle of it. You give him every praise. You praise him during that loss. You praise him during that drama. You praise him during that schoolwork. You praise him when your finances are down. You praise him when your finances are up. You praise him when you don't know where your finances are. You praise him in the middle of a relationship. You praise him at the end of a relationship. You praise him at the beginning of the relationship. The more praise you give unto God, the more you keep him into your life, the more you allow him to unravel, untangle, and remove the clutter from your heart, mind, and soul, the more God will enter into your life and guide you and teach you and show you exactly what it is that you need to do. It'll help you focus on the positive instead of the negative. So again, find people that are like-minded, people that will pray with you, people that will fast with you, people that will support you, people that believe in you. When I joined this master's call in 2011, I was a hot mess, going through so much drama, going through so much turmoil in my life. I didn't know up from down, and it wasn't that I didn't know God. It wasn't that I didn't know the word, but there was so much clutter in my life, so much going on that I was doing so much and doing absolutely nothing for the word and for the kingdom of God. And when I got on this master's call and I heard that message from Pastor Chuck about how when the enemy calls your hand, I said, God, you are speaking to me. That word is for me. And since then, I have been on this call. So, saints, it showed me where my church home was. It showed me better ways of praying and manifesting God's glory. It showed me to unclutter my mind and remove things that are not of God from it. So I encourage you, Monday through Friday, stay on this call. Keep your eye on God. We have a interface that allows you to chew on the word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in the event that you don't have a church home. But I encourage you to find the church, be the church, and show people how the church works. So you could go to the building all day long, but if you have clutter, the church is not within you. God wants you to be the church. He wants you to be the body of Christ. He wants you to be that branch that extends out to somebody else. He doesn't care what the stained glass windows look like in the church. He don't care how many people can see. He wants to know whose hearts and minds will be saved for the glory of God. Amen, somebody. So find someone that's like-minded that'll pray, fast, and meditate with you. Find someone that'll encourage you when you can't encourage yourself. You got to stay focused on the word, eliminate the drama, and remember to remove the clutter from your mind and replace it with the word and the spirit of God. Back to you, Minister Ada.
Well, praise God and amen. And in some cases, ouch. I will be calling you back, Minister LaShawn, to give us our benediction. But at this time, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God this morning. We thank you for that message. We thank you for that powerful word. And Father God, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would pour back into her. We thank you for her transparency. We thank you for those experiences that she freely shared to help somebody today on this line. Father God, we lift up and we thank God for our Dr. Vanessa, and we pray for her and Mother Josie and their family during this time of bereavement on the passing of Aunt Gladys, and we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you will continue to keep our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, in your loving care. We thank you for faithfully ministering to her, and as she prepares for the wedding this coming weekend, that you would continue to bless and be with her during this time of celebration. We want to pray for all of those that are experiencing a time of bereavement, Lord God. Give them the comfort as only you can. Give them the strength as only you can. We thank you, Lord God, for our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we ask for continued blessings in her life, in her family's life. We thank you and praise you for Artists International. We thank you for the wave of excitement that is going on across the country and across the world. We won't give up on this wonderful company that you have ordained through the Diaz Daily Owned family. And we pray for Alvia, Lord God, as she is carrying the precious life, Lord God. We pray for our new president and our executive presidents, all of our distributors from the advisor right on up to the platinum presidents, asking you, God, to continue to give them favor in their businesses, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know that I am going to want to listen to the replay of this call. And to hear this call again, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the same access code is 957-677-POUND. Once again, after this call, we will be going over to the morning motivation call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access call access code for that call is 539-598. We want you to go out and have a wonderful day, and at this time, we're going to bring our wonderful Minister Ford back to us to give us our benediction. Minister LaShawn, will you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, and praise God for you. And thank you again, Minister Ada, for hosting this morning, and for Minister Brenda, our General, for greeting and seating, and, of course, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We have you in prayer and love you, and our Father Almighty for all he has done in our lives. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set for him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. God, we just thank you so much for removing the clutter from our lives. And as we travel on the highways and byways, we just ask for traveling mercies and your grace, Lord. We just thank you in advance for all the clutter that you will remove from my brothers and sisters on this line, inclusive of myself. God, we know that we're not perfect, but we know that we are imperfectly perfect, running for the race towards your glory. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we just thank you for all you have done for us this day and all that you plan to do for us. It is in Jesus' name that all of us say amen. Go out there, be that great minister in the marketplace, greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, and remember, remove the clutter and replace it with the word and the spirit. Have a wonderful day.